When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Yankees, you know, they had a chance to go 10 games over 500 today, and that's always like the first checkpoint. You get
yeah,
to 10
we talked
over,
about this today.
You get to 15 over, and you don't look back. And for them to get for to be in a position where they could have got the 10 over, where they really haven't played well over the last week and a half, this would have been a real nice thing for them to do. And it's against the A's, and you can't split a series to the A's at home. You can't split a series to the A's at home, especially when in the two games you lost, you scored one run. If you would have gotten some bad starting pitching, but your offense erupted and you lost these games 9-8, you don't like it, but at least you showed signs of life. The Yankees showed no signs of life in these two losses, and it's frustrating because, you know, we get told, oh, stop complaining. They're what I don't even know what the record is. I know they're 8-over right now.
17-9.
17-9, right? Because they were 15-8 when we recorded on Monday.
See.
I just picked a scab off my knee, so that's going to be a problem.
Thanks for telling us.
It's all right. All right. you know, and people was like, oh, you got to stop complaining. Listen. I don't know if you enjoyed what you watched tonight, but I sure as hell did. I didn't enjoy sitting through that. And I didn't enjoy, you know, I wanted to give my attention to the Giants tonight for their draft pick. And I was hoping when they picked, the Yankees would have had a blowout in this way. I didn't have to keep flicking back and forth. But no, that's what I had to do tonight. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the Yankees cannot score runs at home. That is a big problem. We've talked about this on Monday. They've been shut out three times at home, and they might as well have been shut out tonight. Who cares that the Trevino dunked one off the netting, right? I don't even think he hit the foul pole. I think he hit the netting. Big deal. Whoop-de-doo.
Let me steel man your argument here. They scored 7 runs the night before. Before that, they scored what, 5 runs? So
they
put up 12 runs in 2 games. So I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Just to dive a little bit deeper. It's not just that.
It's a Jekyll and Hyde offense, though.
Yes, that's the problem. The problem isn't that they're not capable of scoring runs. The problem is one night they come out and put up 7, and they look like they're back on track. And then the next night they retreat right back to the anemic,
but this
pathetic
was the
offense.
Worst pitcher in baseball they were facing today. And he gave them plenty of opportunities to score, and they couldn't get out of their own way. Okay.
So what is it? Do you think it's a
Jameson Taillon came into Yankee Stadium as the statistically worst pitcher in baseball last year, shut the Yankees down, and then got somebody fired last year.
Great reference there.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, but here, like, what is it? Is it met like, okay, they definitely know he's statistically the worst in baseball going into the game, right? And I'm not sitting here saying they're all in a huddle in the clubhouse going, this guy sucks, we're good, we don't even have to prepare. What I'm saying is it just a mental thing of like, okay, that is known in the clubhouse. This guy has struggled. They're still preparing the same exact way. But is it a mental thing where it's like, you know, the beginning of the game, you have bases loaded, no outs, you don't score a run, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, shit, we're doing it again.
Is this team, I mean, really, we wanted to convince ourselves that this team was different than last year, but is it really?
Not if your reasoning is what you're alluding to, and if that's the case, then, yeah, what is this team? The fact that we're even thinking that, man, that their mindset is being altered in any way, that they're not fully confident out there. And that did like a flip of a switch, because that was the best part of the early part of the season was their confidence level and how great they looked as a team. But now again, that same when they're all high together, now it looks like they all are low together. And that's just the Yankee way for the last however many years. It's all I kind of know at this point now.
Yeah, I got to say, like right after the last out, and no, sorry, before the last out, Okay. I think it was after the seventh inning. After the seventh, I threw my hands down and I was just like, 3 weeks ago, I would have been like, this team's coming back. And I felt it a little tonight because they were still putting runners on base and whatever. And then I just like, after the seventh, I'm like, I'm getting the same fucking baseball that I've been used to for years now. And I'm so sick of it. When is it just early? Like, it's still April. Are we being irrational? Do we need to give, like, we're the first people to say give it until Memorial Day.
I think they're 17-9, so there is that. But our aspirations for this team isn't, you know, to be a good regular season team. It's to win the World Series. And when you see signs like what you're seeing out of them in this series, then you kind of pump the brakes a little bit. So I don't know.
This is not the same team that was in Houston. It's just, I don't know what's changed since then. It just doesn't seem like the same team that was in Houston. And granted, Houston is having their worst season since they were a 100-loss team right now. Were they 7-19 or something like that?
I believe so. 7-18 maybe. I don't know. I know they're sitting in last place.
Houston right now are 7-19, 4-9, 4-9 at home this year, which is surprising.
Yeah, so surprising because last year they were terrible at home.
They're also terrible on the road as well. 3-10 on the road, 2-8 their last 10.
Hold on, they're 6.5 games in last place in a division where only one team is over 500, and they're over 500 by a game. So
they'd be 11 out in the AL East.
Look, I'm not really counting them out yet until I. I see it, but. The Yankees that were in Houston were not the same Yankees that were just facing the Oakland A's. I don't know what has changed.
The lineup.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, Gleyber Torres isn't in, you know, this, but, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's caused that big of a difference.
But,
that
bro,
they're not
just
scoring.
Let me just cut you off real quick. Even if it is the reason, it shouldn't be for a good, well-rounded team. Like, even if it is that we fucked with the juju and whatever, a championship caliber team isn't this affected by one switch in the lineup like that. Especially when it's a guy who, in my opinion, deserved the nod to be a leadoff hitter. Like, it's not like Volpe's a shitty leadoff hitter. It's not
hasn't
like
been great.
Not,
he's been a little bit better last couple of games, but he's not been
fine. But what I'm saying is, we didn't replace him completely with someone else. I mean, that's not enough of an excuse for me to be like, "Yep, that's the reason. Let's go back." It's no. Why would that be a reason? Why?